Father God, we thank you for your love. And we ask you to pour out your Spirit upon this congregation this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. Can I have a show of hands of anyone who has ever visited prison? Good. How would you describe the feeling as the door shut behind you? It's rather awesome, isn't it? You get this feeling that you are now locked in, even though you have the ability to ask to be released. Well, going back to Genesis, God said to Adam, "In the day that you eat of it, you will die." Now, the word that is used there for die isn't what we consider as death. It has the concept of separation. In the day that you eat of it, there will come a separation. Now, that happened. Adam and Eve ate the fruit and they were ashamed. And when God walked in the garden to talk with them, they hid themselves. They could not bear the presence of a holy God. And then God confirmed that separation by casting them out of the Garden of Eden. And at that moment, they were imprisoned. They and all their future children. They were in prison because of disobedience. So we are all in prison because of Adam and Eve. Because of that disobedience, we have that separation from God. For many of us, we have been at times in our lives when God is not real. How could God love us when he's so far away? But God had a plan. Even in that separation, he had a plan to restore us back into relationship with him. Now, when the children of Israel were wandering in the wilderness, God gave them instructions to make a tabernacle where they could come and worship him. And once a year, the high priest could make sacrifice and enter into the Holy of Holies, which was separated by a heavy curtain. If he entered in at any other time, he would be killed. That separation was final. But he could enter in once a year on the Day of Atonement with the blood of a perfect sacrifice. And God accepted that. And then he would plead for the sins of the people. Now we come through to the New Testament, when God himself became that perfect sacrifice. Born of a woman, his mother was human. His father was God. As the Son of Man, he had the legal right to restore a relationship with God. As the Son of God, he had the power to do it. That's the importance of the virgin birth. Jesus lived his life as a man in relationship with his Heavenly Father. Now, we've tried over the years to attain release from that prison that we're in, without even being aware that we're in a prison. But Jesus Christ opened the door. He says in Luke 4 and also in Isaiah 61, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for the Lord has anointed me." And part of what he says is to open the prison doors. He's opened the door of the prison that you and I are in. But we've built our lives in that prison. And so often we're happy to be there. Well, sometimes we've done things to try and appease God. We've been baptized. Well, that's as a result of the faith of our parents, or not. We've been confirmed. Well, that may be a result of following on from baptism. It may be something that we see as, okay, now I've completed the action, I'm right. It may be just the thing to do. And the results of that can be, well, basically three different things. One, you go out of church and never come back again until you're carried in a box, maybe. You'll come to church and you'll do the actions and, yeah, this is my thing. You know, I've done my deed for the week. Or it may be the trigger that causes you to seek further relationship with God. It may be the trigger that causes you to accept what God has done through Jesus to make you sinless in his sight. He has done it. It's nothing we've done. We cannot appease God. All men have sinned and fallen short of God's standard. And what is God's standard? Adam, as he was created before he sinned. So we're all separated from God. We've all fallen short of that. And only by accepting what Jesus Christ has done for us can we be acceptable in God's sight. Not by anything we've done, but only by what God has done in his love for us. Jesus took all curses, for it is written, "Cursed is anyone who hangs on a tree." Jesus took the curses. The high priest, when he entered the Holy of Holies, he took the blood of a perfect sacrifice. Jesus shed his blood. His blood retained in the earth. The resurrected Jesus didn't have blood to shed again. And the writer to the Hebrews says, He entered into the Holy of Holies carrying his own blood. He was the perfect sacrifice, totally acceptable to God. But when he was on the cross, and he says, my God, why have you forsaken me? The first time in all eternity, he is separated from the unity of the Godhead. What an impact. And that was done to redeem mankind. He was born to die. He was born to die a cruel death. He was born to redeem us, to restore us into relationship with God. He was born to open the prison door, to let us out. But so often, we don't want to get out. We're happy where we are. I heard a man say years ago, he said, God said, I want you to be holy. He said, that's like standing on the edge of a swimming pool. And the swimming pool says to you, if you jump into me, you're going to be wet, because I'm wet. God says, if you jump into my presence, you're going to be holy, because I'm holy, and I make you holy. This has been a heavy message this morning. I'm going to ask each of you a question. And I want you to think seriously. Are you still in the prison? Are you coming out from time to time and going back in because that's where you're comfortable? Or do you want to get out of that prison and enjoy life? As Jesus said, I am come that you might have life and have it abundantly. It won't always be easy. There'll be tough times. But we don't walk it alone. We walk it with God, who loves us. Who loves us. This is what took Jesus to the cross. This is why he could ride into Jerusalem in victory. Because he knew what lay beyond. He knew he was the redemption for all mankind. Will you step out of that prison cell? Will you abandon where you've been and jump into where you can be in God? Because that's what he wants. Nothing less. He doesn't want anything that you can do for him. He wants you to be who you can be through him, with him abiding in you. His Spirit dwelling in us, giving us life. When God created man, he breathed into him. And man became a living soul. In the Greek, the word for breath and spirit is the same word. Let God breathe his spirit into you and give you new life, full life, eternal life. Father God, thank you for your love. Thank you for all you are. Thank you for seeing us imprisoned and loving us enough to set us free. We turn our hearts to you. We say, be in us all you want to be, Lord. I surrender everything to you. In Jesus' name, amen.